Two prep school graduates, Timothy Brooks and Neil Scott, were arrested this week and charged with running a drug ring that tried to corner the trade to prestigious high schools and colleges near Philadelphia. 8 pounds of marijuana, 23 grams of cocaine, 11 grams of ecstasy, $11,000 in cash, two rifles, and a loaded handgun were found after a search of the young men's apartment. The county district attorney said it was an illegal business with sophisticated practices that the two young men had nicknamed the Mainline Takeover Project. Mari Schaefer from the Philadelphia Inquirer is covering the case. And Mari, the investigation has been going on for months, but how are these arrests reverberating there? And remind us, to people outside the area, what does that mean, Mainline Takeover Project?
Well, Robin, definitely this is the talk of the town right now. Haverford Township and Haverford School, where four of the defendants attended, it's a very affluent area. The tuition runs somewhere between $25,000 and $30,000. So I think that adds an extra element to this that, you know, I mean, there are drugs on just about every school campus. I don't think anyone would dispute that. But just having that aspect to it makes it a little more interesting for this area. The Mainline is a very affluent area. It's outside of Philadelphia, and it's you know, one of their bigger suburbs.
Yeah.
The schools that are involved are some of the top schools in the state, frankly.
Well, and tell us more about these two young men, Timothy Brooks, Neil Scott.
Tim Brooks and Neil Scott were lacrosse players. They attended Haverford and graduated from there and went on to college. Although, from what I understand, Neil Scott allegedly was kicked out of Connecticut College, where he attended, for selling drugs and possibly making fake IDs. Tim Brooks has left Richmond. He was recruited down there, and he left. I guess he had some injury, and he came back to do some rehab up here, is what his attorney said. And they, you know, according to their coach, they were two kids who just lost their way.
Well, there are reports that some high school administrators were upset they didn't know about the investigation until hours before authorities announced the arrests on Monday. 11 people total arrested. We've talked to parents who live in the area, at least one who says, well, "Is this as, you know, would this get as much attention if it weren't, if you didn't have the handy Mainline Takeover Project handle to hang it on?" But there are also reports that these two ringleaders strong-armed kids in school that they'd enlisted, saying things like, "You have to sell a pound of marijuana a week." Do we know how threatening they were?
They did employ some very interesting business practices, almost very traditional. They had quotas for their sub dealers, and I you know, just like with any business, if you don't make your quotas, I guess there was some pressure there. I don't know if I would use the word strong arm, but they definitely had the quotas,
yeah,
for their sub dealers.
Well, you know, it's interesting because here we have this situation here, but of course in Colorado, young people are putting together business plans for the legal sale of marijuana. What is the sense of what's going to happen to these arrested people?
Well, their preliminary hearing is coming up within a week, I would guess. This is still illegal in Pennsylvania, and these are serious charges. I mean, Neil Scott, and you know, a loaded AR-15 assault rifle was found in his apartment. They were set, you know, his apartment was within 1,000 yards of the school itself, and they were marketing to children. Let's be honest, they were marketing to high school kids. So that's some serious charges that they're going to be facing,
yeah,
in the future here.
Mari Schaefer, reporter with the Philadelphia Inquirer, following the story of the Mainline Project outside Philadelphia. Mari, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.